might be helpful to always rehearse something to keep it in our mind. As in 2 Timothy, so in Ephesians 6, before equipment, before pieces, before, it's always going to the resource we have. Mm-hmm. In 2 Timothy, be strong in the grace. Yeah. In Ephesians 6, before he provides the equipment, be strong in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And dear young ones, yes, there's equipment, yes, there's training, yes, there's all these things that are absolutely important. But unless I start with the person first, with the source of the strength. Right. When the Apostle Paul was speaking about what he can do in Romans, he said it in Philippians chapter 4, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So first we go to the source, we obtain the strength that is needed to enter into the battle, and then we start putting on these armor of God. But never lose sight of the person who is the source of every strength and of every grace. Mm.
Yeah. We'll find the setting here too, as Emil has given it to us. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. But we find that there's an enemy that wants to hinder my enjoyment of that, wants to remove me from that ground. It coincides with Joshua. Wheresoever the sole of your foot touches, thou shalt be yours. But guess what? There's an enemy in the land. And so we're given divine resources, the person who has the power to equip us, and then the armor that we can meet the enemy. And we're told of the character of the enemy and the power of the enemy as well.
Let's just turn to that first chapter in Joshua. I was just thinking of that, Chris, and I want to connect that to what we have. Joshua, Joshua, Bruce, right? Hold on, find that. Can't find that. Which verse? Joshua chapter 1, and verse 8 to verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. I'll tell you something, it takes courage to be a good soldier, right? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatever thou go, wherever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have success. Right? No. Good success. A good soldier has good success. Sometimes we say, what's the difference between us and the world? Right? I would suggest to us, it's right in those two phrases. There are many soldiers. There are few good soldiers. And if we want to be good soldiers, well, that's 2 Timothy 2. If we want to have more than just the success that the world has, because you can't fool yourself. You look in the world, and there are very many successful men and women in the world. But what's the difference? That word, that operative word, that word of distinction between us and the world is that if we take the word of God in, if we have it before us every day, this is what it means to be strong in the Lord and in His might, then we're going to have good success. That's where, so I think someone, it might have been Joe that mentioned, or Ben, that it's not in our own strength, right? Think about David. You know, this is how powerful the word of God is. David goes into the camp. He's a shepherd boy, right? Shepherd boy. Is he fit to be a soldier of any kind? The men that are there, they've got all of the armor and everything for the, and Goliath comes out, and with all of their armor and this and that, they run. And David sits there and he says, What is going on? First of all, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of God? Mm-hmm. And then there's a He said, man, look. He said, isn't there a cause? Hmm. And then Saul says, and he said, I'm going to go fight. Let me tell you something. Who are you? I'm a shepherd. A shepherd. This is man's work, right? This is for the soldiers. And then he convinces him, and he said, Saul says, okay, little boy, I'm going to give you some things to put on so you go fight the enemy. Right? Unproven. You didn't know anything about that kind of armor. Right? He had to have what God fitted him for that battle with. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have in Ephesians chapter 6. It's in his might, because David said, who is this uncircumcised, that he should defy the armies of the living God. Mm-hmm. Right? Being a soldier is about defense. There's no, as we know, there's no, you know, armor for the back. It's about standing for something, believing in something, defending it. And it's in his might. And then we go on and says, and I want us to just look at this. It says, put on the whole armor of God. It is something, young people, that we have to do. Right? Saul wanted David to put on Saul's armor. David said, look, that's not the armor I want to wear. But here is what we're enjoined by the Spirit of God to put on, not some of the armor, not just something to protect the head, not just the sword, but he says, put the entire armor of God. And when we fit ourselves by the Spirit of God with the entire armor, then we are prepared to be a good soldier. Then we will have good success.
That's so important, because he says it twice.
Yes.
In 11 and 13. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say any of the armor pieces twice. He doesn't talk about them twice, but the whole armor. Everything that Paul says is very important. But he doesn't go to repeat himself because he knows it's important. But this he says twice. Mm-hmm. And the whole armor has to be put on, not one piece, and you're missing another. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, if somebody can read, because I don't want to, Isaiah 59:17. The armor we have is so strong that God Himself puts it on. And it says so in
Isaiah 59:17. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak.
So God used that armor himself, and that's the same armor he gives us. So that shows you the strength of the breastplate of righteousness, and its impenetrability.